You're listening to SBS News.
Heidelberg in Germany's southeast is a picturesque town on the River Neckar, known for its 16th century castle, cobbled streets and medieval churches. It's also home to the country's oldest universities, one of the world's top institutions for science. Enrollment is highly competitive, but refugees like Reza Namdari, who fled Iran, are determined to defy the odds.
Every day, like 9-10 hours in library, actually with pause. I mean, I get like, take rest like 30 minutes and I start again. I eat something, then I start again studying.
Mr. Namdari, whose father is Kurdish, had been studying medicine in his homeland. But when the government found out he'd been helping educate Kurds and other persecuted minorities, they suspended his degree and wiped his academic record.
They stopped me from my studying, so right now here I don't have any chance to study medicine because they deleted my profile. My whole university. Then I passed like these books and subjects, so I cannot show that.
In 2015, when more than a million migrants entered Germany, Heidelberg University hastily set up a program for refugees like Mr. Namdari, seeking a second chance. Monica Gard, head of the university's International Study Centre, says learning German was made the priority.
In 2015, lots and lots of young people came to Germany, and the idea was to start right away teaching them German first. From summer term 2016, we offered placements for 65 students, 40 of which were in language learning and 25 were in so-called specific courses where they are taught specific subjects in order to prepare for a course of study.
2018 figures show over 300,000 refugees are now employed across Germany, an increase of 100,000 since 2017. Dr. Beatrix Busser, Vice President of Student Affairs at Heidelberg University, says the rapid progress is largely due to dedicated programs. But she notes such results are never immediate.
Many have found jobs already and are somehow integrated. That takes time. Germany has always been an immigration country as well. But with regard to jobs and so on, we're doing quite well now.
Yet the issue of migration remains divisive in Germany, with tensions escalating in recent months, particularly in the east, where mass anti-immigrant protests and counter-rallies have shaken the region. But refugees taking part in the Heidelberg University program aren't letting politics cloud their ambitions. Giaf, who fled war-torn Syria in 2016, says he's determined to study radiology.
I focus only in my way, what I have to do, what I want. My goal is to achieve my dream, and I hope that I will achieve it.
Heidelberg is recognised globally as a centre of science and research, and each year it hosts award-winning computer scientists and mathematicians for a week-long conference. Among the laureates this year is Kausha Birka, a Kurdish refugee who won this year's Fields Medal, known as the Nobel Prize of Mathematics.
Refugees also contribute in a very positive way to wherever they go, so we should not only focus on the negative side of being a refugee. So maybe people should just remember that Einstein was a refugee.
Like Einstein, Professor Birka knows the power of a second chance. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.